Hey, everybody, if you want to help the podcast out, this is Scooter. Just spread the word. Let somebody know about the podcast. If there's somewhere online you go and you hear somebody that can't sleep, tell them about it. Or if you happen to read a sleep-related article or anything, go ahead and put something in the comments just about your honest experience about the podcast. You know, just be honest, and that's all we need to, you know, speak from the heart. And maybe I should do that. Maybe I'm projecting onto you guys. But, you know, then you guys could teach, say, hey, Scooter, this is how you speak from the heart to people face to face. So go ahead and spread the word about the podcast. Thanks so much. Hey, are you up all night tossing, turning, mind racing, trouble getting to sleep, trouble falling asleep? Welcome. This is Sleep With Me, the podcast that's here to put you to sleep. We do it with a bedtime story. All you need to do is get in bed, turn out the lights, and press play. Tonight it's Metastas News. Our Metastasis Breaking Bad TV Rewatch Language Learning Podcast, where I watch Metastasis, then I rewatch Metastasis, then I watch, you know, in some sense, rewatch Breaking Bad, the same episode. Metastasis, by the way, is a Colombian remake of Breaking Bad. All the while, I attempt to use lulling, soothing tones, pointless meanders, vanillization of the awesome action on the show, talking in puzzling riddles that a wake child could comprehend, but, you know, puzzling, confusing statements that are made to just quiet your mind. The whole time I'll be trying to learn some Spanish, so if you really get bugged by incorrect pronunciation of English or Spanish, I'm going to apologize right up ahead. It's done in good-natured fun, but also in a good-natured attempt. You know, no bad blood here. I honestly would love to be able to speak Spanish. I've had a lot of trouble in the past, and I said, well, geez, I'm going to bore people to sleep. I better get something out of this. And gosh darn it, if I couldn't, you know, maybe I've learned, you know, a few Spanish words are socio. That was a word of the week recently. It means partner. Yave in Colombian Spanish means, you know, friend. And so I'm learning a little bit. But all you got to do is get in bed, turn out the lights, and press play. What I'm going to do the rest, in which I just kind of explained. But what is the rest exactly other than that mouthful you just stated? Well, what I'm going to do is I'm going to attempt to create a what I'm going to do is to attempt to create a safe place. I'm going to reach out my hand, you know, my voice in this sense, across the deep, dark night and say, hey, let me distract you. Let me lull you. If at any point I can soothe you or humor you, you know, I'm going to do my best to do that because I know maybe you're up, maybe you're tossing, you're turning. You're thinking, you're concerning, or your body is burning. Any of those things, maybe you're having some sort of, you know, existential crisis. If you are, please explain to me, one, what that is, and B, pros and cons. And hopefully don't pop out of existence or anything, or D, anyway. Or if you're just thinking, geez, what the hell is you know, that stuff? Why don't I know about, you know, there's so many roads to go down when you're alone. The night is quiet, but your mind is not. You know, the night is dark, but your mind is full of all this vivid imagery. And all around you, everyone else is asleep. And sometimes you feel like they don't understand you. You say, geez, I'm up all night. My mind's cranking a mile a minute. And those people tend to, they say, well, geez, have you tried foot rubs? You could rub my feet, you know, and then they make some joke and they say, did you hear that, Jerry? Did you hear that joke I made to Louise? And then you say, you know, in that case, I would file some, you know, a civil suit probably. But then you might be thinking about that. But in all those cases, the safe place, the reaching out of my hand across the eve, is to say, hey, I've got this I'd say it'd be an overstatement calling it a talent, but an understatement calling it a pastime because it takes up a lot of time. But what I do is, on Sunday nights, I talk about these shows, and I just say, what is it? No, who's got straighter hair? Jose, Miguel, or Jesse? And why do they call those teeth incisors anyway? And then I might go and say, blah, blah, blah. And ideally, you're distracted. You're like, geez, I could kind of listen to this. I like Jesse. This Jose Miguel sounds just like him, but different. I, too, have wanted to know what konosen means, maybe. Or I've heard that word. Does it mean cooking? Or does it have something to do with a lid on a jar? I don't know either. But then you'll also be like, well, this guy's taking... He said he spelled Knosen wrong, so he couldn't look at it. And I say, well, it's still not too bad. And I say, geez, it's like you're getting into a hot tub with a stranger in a safe hot tub. You say, well, I'd rather be alone, just stare at the stars. But as long as this person's not going to get on my nerves too much, it's not bad. And then you find out, oh, well, geez, this stranger's just, it's Enrico Pavarotti or something. He's going to sing... I mean, I'm not Enrico Pavarotti. This is a metaphor for sure. And someone might say it's Enrico Palazzo, by the way. And I'd say, holy Leslie Nielsen, you're right. But I would say, this guy, Enrico, you just kick back. You look at the stars. You listen to one of the great tenors of the world or baritones or, opera type. A guy with a great voice sing while you look at the stars. And you say, geez, this isn't half bad for a freaking Motel 6. And maybe it's just a dream. But in this case, it's not a dream. I'm the Enrico Palazzo of boredom. I'll be honest, and I'm not patting myself on the back. Because some people might say, well, you're fictionalizing. Are you starting another fan fiction story about Enrico Palazzo, Scooter? And I would say, well, maybe one day. But I don't know, that memory is so attached to sweet, sweet Leslie Nielsen. I don't want to, but I'll use it for a metaphor, and even an inaccurate metaphor for sure. So that's it. I want to let you know this is a place to help you out, to help you fall asleep. Might not work for everybody. Give it a couple shows. On Tuesday and Thursday, we don't talk about metastasis. We have story-based stuff. But I'm glad you're here. I'm going to try to distract you. I'm going to try to lull you. I'm going to try to see you. I might even try to accidentally make you laugh because I'm a little bit of a, goofball. I'm a little bit of a, not a mierda. What's the one? Guavon is another word. But according to Google Translate, it means bird brain. I don't know how accurate that is, but I am a guavon. I am a bird brain. And I'm here to help you fall asleep. I'm glad you're here. And that's what I hope I do. So welcome to sleep with me if it's your first time here. If you're back, it's good to see you again. And I hope, I desire, I yearn to help you fall asleep. All right, housekeeping. We're on the web at www.sleepwithmepodcast.com. You can find older episodes there. If you want to comment on the website, you can do that. You can email me feedback@sleepwithmepodcast.com. The easiest place to get a hold of me is either Twitter or Facebook. Twitter, it's @DearScooter. Facebook, it's Sleep With Me Podcast. I try to post bloopers and sleep-related articles and updates and stuff on those two places. So that's how to get a hold of us. Other housekeeping, we got today for me, but yesterday for you, I posted on YouTube. I posted on YouTube 9 hours of Sleep With Me podcast stories, mostly from Tuesday episodes, with no intros, all strung together. So anybody just wants to let that play. I realize that on a lot of systems, you have to have the screen on, but maybe you put your screen, if you listen to podcasts on YouTube, that just gives you a whole night uninterrupted Sleep With Me. And I'm planning on doing that every couple months as I get enough, I said, geez, I might as well do it at 8. Well, I figured 9 to 10 hours. 8 hours, you say, geez, that's not going to cut a Scooter. I've got a lot of tossing and turning to do before I get to sleep. And I said, I heard you. I hear you and loud and clear. So I'm going to try to do that on YouTube. I will try to find some other place to host it. Maybe SoundCloud. I haven't tested that out yet, but maybe by tomorrow I will have. Check Facebook or Twitter for that. And then coming up here, we'll have at least once a week. It'll be a separate podcast on YouTube just because of hosting and the way the technical side of it works. A lot of people love the intros, but some people, not that they dislike the intros, but they say, hey, Scooter, I just like the story part, the bedtime story part. I want to tell you, I have heard you, all these projects, it's just a matter of finding the time to do them. And I've been trying to, find the time. So it'll be at least once a week coming out down the road here, maybe this month, the beginning of next month. Another podcast feed with just, one episode a week, maybe, but with no intros for those of you that say, hey, I don't like the intros. And we'll see how it goes. Maybe I'm trying to, again, it's another project I have, a behind the scenes project of trying to make sure everything's backed up and organized, which is not my strong suits at all. I have files and stuff just like a cluttered house strung across different devices and stuff. So I'm working on it. Don't worry. Mostly with having everything backed up so that, podcasts can always be here as a resource for you. And then me and Bob are working on that show. Now we recorded a couple segments. I have not had time to edit that. But me and Bob will have something regular, hopefully coming up here. A very short, regular show. After the napcasts come to a close, which will be this week. Will be our last napcast until the next season of Game of Thrones. I think that's it for updates. I wanted to get out some thank yous. I want to thank Chris Posey-Poster, seeing he does our music over at soundslikeanearful.com. I want to thank Scotty and Jennifer. Scott's doing all our artwork, even on these new projects. So that's thank you so much. I want to thank the founders of our Sleep With Me podcast, unofficial, I don't know, Facebook group, Sleep With Me Podcast, SoundCloud.com/. I want to thank the founders, Alexandra and Laura. And I know they're looking for one of the moderators that's taking some time off, but, the founders, the legendary Alexandra and Laura that founded that community over there and put all the hard work. So I want to thank them. Real nice. I want to thank Sean D over on YouTube. Sean D is one of our big YouTube supporters. So I want to thank him. And then I want to thank Danny 50 Pence, who wrote some real nice comments on a recent video, I think, Catfish, and said, geez, this podcast really works for me. And so thank you, Danny. Real nice. Thank you so much. That's the kind of comments that say just nice. And then if things couldn't get better, if you guys couldn't give enough, then over on frickin' email, our buddy Marcus sent me some art that he did. Oh, man, I gotta find out if I can share it. But it doesn't matter. I can tell you, speaking from the heart here, holy, I was touched. That's all I can say. Thank you, Marcus. And then you guys won't believe it when I tell you this, but I'm not making this up, and it's not a bit or a routine. I got an email from Barky. And yeah, Barky of the lineage of Treebeard and Groot, one of the gods of Westeros, old and new, Barky, the tree god, emailed me. So I don't know if that's a start of something, he said, Jesus, I didn't say this to him, I should have. I said, are the other gods checking this email? But I said, geez, I couldn't believe it. I was on the bus, and I see the inbox, hey, email from Barky Tree, but I was rushing home to record the podcast. And so, but I can't believe it. I got an email from Barky. That is just, and then I also got nice emails from Alex, Divine Miss M, Rachel, Summer and Libby, if you're out there. Find Rachel. Let's get this algorithmic. Maybe you guys can save my ass on this one. Rachel, Summer, and Libby combined together. Angela sent me a nice email. Ahab's wife sent me a nice email. I want to thank Luke, David, and Megan who are helping me out with some stuff. So hopefully we'll have a lot more surprises here. But I want to thank over on Twitter, Lindsay, G Carr for president, Special Food Girl, Kimberly A, Eli, Libby, Jake was at an Oshkosh by friggin' gosh. Thank you, Jake. Sammy Gooch. Over on Facebook, Corinne Grant, Julie F, Julie C, the two Julies I heard from, Silvertone, Jennifer B, actually Jen B, because I think, or wait, there's Jennifer B and Jen B, but this is Jen B that's married to Scott T, Joel, David P. Then over on iTunes, we got some nice iTunes reviews. If you want to review or rate the podcast, sleepwithmepodcast.com/iTunes. Sarah H, the nicknames are taken. Love, love, love this podcast. I know Sarah H from many nice interactions. And she just has a really lovely, thank you for that lovely review and description of the podcast and why it works. And says, I have karma points to the moon. Well, moon's been replaced by Pluto, so that's a problem. Another Patty this week, Patty J, wrote a nice review. Ooh, Patty says, hey, how about we get some scientists studying the podcast instead of Scooter? You know, some, you know, and I said, well, you'd have to change some of the laws in the country, you know. And then Music Plus Broadway equals me. Said it's the best boredom ever. I don't know if that's an actual Broadway person. Music Press Broadway equals I feel nothing and nothing's out of them. Ba-do-da-dee-da-do-da-dee-da-da-da-da. It's a little chorus line. Except that song always freaks me. I'm getting hackles right now. My leg hairs are standing up. But thank you. Music Press Broadway's tried everything, and the podcast put them down. So thank you so much. And thank all of you guys out there. I've really been thinking this week. Sometimes I get so, I'm like wired for crisis and stress. That's the way I work. And just to be able to say I have this podcast, and I have wonderful people that interact and listen to it. And to be able to say, okay, Scooter, okay, let's calm it down here. What do you do? A podcast to help people fall asleep, tell some stories, be yourself, goof around, and, you know, say, Jesus, talk to these wonderful people. That's all you got to do right. You know, the rest of it is either gravy. There's nothing to worry about here. It's a good thing with good people, and, you know, let's keep it simple. So, I don't know. I don't think that probably makes a whole lot of sense, but it does kind of me. And it's just my way of saying thank you to all of you. Thanks. All right, everybody. We're on episode 7 of Metastasis and Breaking Bad. We're starting out with Metastasis here. And the episode opens with some, it looks like some sort of administrative hearing at first. I said, is this a trial? And there was some kind of speech going on. And then I realized, this must be some kind of PTA meeting. And then we have Walt thinking. Walt and Cielo were at the meeting. Walt's crossing his hands, uncrossing his hands, putting his hands in his lap. And then he's putting his hands on his wife under the table. And Cielo's like, okay, what? And she seems, I said, is she surprised? Is she upset? But then she says, well, this isn't bad. And then the sound starts to drop out. I don't know if it's, I guess it's Walt hearing. And Walt has a very serious look on his face for a business that maybe, I don't know. I said, geez, you're not splitting logs, Walt, or splitting atoms in Walt's case. But then they say, Walter? And he gets called on. They say some things about him. There's a round of clapping where he's introduced. And then he does a little talk, and next thing you know, Walt and Cielo are in the car. Or we see a car, we see a couple making love, and it's Walt and Cielo. I don't know if you make love in a car, though. It's a, I mean, sorry to go off topic, but usually, and in this case, you have some hot, sweaty sex, and that's what was going on in this car. Or fumbling, terrible sex. But, you know, these are two grown adults, so they were having some, I guess they were making love, just sweaty love. Or more steamy love. This is more of a steamy love. Yeah, let's just say that. That sounds nicer. Hot, steamy love. Scooter's new album, Scooter in the Silver Tone with Boom Bone. Scoop ba bam, shabba da boom. Hot, steamy love, boom, bam. Steamy. But they laugh after the love, the steam session. And it's like, Jesus, that joy, ecstasy is quite some wonderful laughter. And the show opens. And then we have a real estate agent showing Jose's house. Walt shows up and the agent's like, are you here to see the house? And he's like, no, I'm here for the young man. And she says, he's on the bus. And Jose says, que dice, profe? And Jose's injured. You know, he had bumped his side when he was dealing with Tuco. And they have this long discussion. And then Walt says, hey, I got some extra money for your side bruise. I also noticed Jose's got an orange watch. I said, that's stylish, I think. But I said, well, it's not flashy. You can't say orange is flashy. Now, for someone from Syracuse, orange is a very important color. Like somebody from the Netherlands. It means a lot to me sports-wise. So that's the kind of things I say. Geez, I might have to pick myself up an orange watch. So then it's like, when are you going to wear it? I say, well, okay, you got me. That's why sometimes having an internal critic's good. You know, dodge those $2.99 watch purchases, and I mean $2.99. But Jose gets worked up. He's really upset at Walt. And then Walt tells him, but then something Jose says Walt doesn't expect. And then next scene is Walt and Cielo at the doctor's office. They're like, bien. Everybody's bienning. It's all smiles and love. Baby shower. They're talking about Walt's color. The doctor laughs at something. Claro, Casey. And then Cielo's wondering about something. I'm not sure what. I put question mark. Any chance, is it okay news, or, I can't read my writing, grand news? Yeah, I can't read my writing. It looks like the number 6, and then something like an R that's crashed into a C with it maybe a U and a M. So gram news, but I know it's not that. Might be good, but I'd probably say okay news. I don't know. Then there's a city shot. And then there's a junkyard or a container storage area for shipping containers, which makes me think of my friend out on the sea in a container ship. Then Walt is all, he's all dressed out, he's all Heisenberged out, he's in black. He puts on a black hat, Jesse looks him over, and Walt's like, hey, like, what are you looking at? And then Jose gets irritated, and then he gets worried. Cobarde, he says at some point. Then the music plays, the Breaking Bad music, I think. And then Tuco shows up. He's grinning. He's got a sharp outfit on, I put. He was looking sharp. And he had nicknames for both the guys, which we'll cover in the next watch through. His shirt was black, but there's a gold dragon on the back, I think. And then Walt is light on the load, and Tuco is like, he says something like, you got 2 days, cabrón. And then he's like, I'm going to pay you, but minus a penalty. And then gracia por nada. And Walt seems to push Tuco to the limits here of his patience. And he says, no, I want all of the money, but I'll give you more meth. I also noticed Tuco had a sweet Mexico belt buckle on. He says, tres kilos. And then I put bang of drivers. Bong of drivers. I don't know what that means. Bang of Dreams, music. And then Jose's like, dude, how the fuck are we going to make 3 kilos? And then we're at Jose's house. He's like, what? And Walt's working on some numbers on a little notepad. And then he figures out, Jose Miguel says, yeah, profe. And then Walt gives Jose a shopping list. And then, but then Jose, he gets all despondent. He's freaking out. Walt says, tranquilos, man. That's one of our favorite words. Yo, chill out, bro. And then Walt seems to give him some kind of pep talk. And then we're seeing things through the lens of a video camera. Tia Maria's on camera. Walt Jr. is running the camera. And she's talking about the baby shower for Esmeralda. And then they get a shot of Cielo, who says, no, this is baby shower for Valentina. And then Walt kind of agrees. Henry's there. He's got an awesome shirt. He's like, salud. And then we have a baby shower with presents. We had a great little scene where Cielo opens Maria's gift. She says, wow. Wow. Really nice acting there. And then she says, es tiara. She says, es una balaca. And then Henry's in the background. He seems a little pissed or upset at like how much it cost. Because that's what Cielo says. This must cost a fortune. Do you like it? Henry he walks off. He says, well, let's get out of here, man. And they had trouble following this, but he had a bottle of booze of whiskey or something, in a real fancy bottle. His shirt had gray diamonds on it. I'm obsessed with Henry's shirts. And also, I'd like to see a shirt off between Henry and Tuco. You know, if we could get both their wardrobes in one place, we'll have a shirt down. You know, kind of like a bore down, kind of like a rap battle, but with shirts. I think that'd be great. Also, more shirt stuff. His shirt was open. You know, he was showing a little flesh. He was rocking a chain. I think it was a gold chain. And then him and Walt are talking about the whiskey. Something about the United States. Deletor Absoluto. Henry asks about marijuana. And then Henry talks about meth in the United States. There's a nice fountain in the background. We're in Walt's backyard. Then, boom, it's 9:24 in the p.m. in Walt and Cielo's bedroom. Walt's on the computer. This was like the most picturesque we've ever seen them. They're both in a good mood. Cielo's putting lotion on, and she's just thinking about the tiara, kind of joking around. And then Walt shows her this website, Amazon Alternative Therapy. It was a vaporizing. I said, was this with weed? And she's real pleased about it, his attempts. Well, you know, we're like, yeah, this is bullshit. And then we're at Jose's, and he's showing us all the wall. He's very proud of all of his hard work. And he has everything but one chemical. And he's like, I don't know how to get it. And then Walt looks at the list or how... And then Walt sees this magnetic drawing board, one of those ones you draw with the magnetic shavings. And the next thing you know, he's mixing chemicals in Jose's kitchen. And Jose's just sitting there eating, watching Walt as Walt explains what he's doing. Then he throws the bag of chemicals that Jose was freaked out, but nothing to be afraid of. And then in our next scene, Cielo, she tries to return the tiara. But the store owner calls the cops. She's in the office with the owner or the, you know, clerk and the security guard. And she's saying, believe me, I didn't steal this. And she's like, I put shit, no cops. But the guys won't play ball with her. So then Cielo comes up with some kind of new kind of threat. And then she goes into labor. And at first I was like, is this for real? Because I said, I don't remember. And I think she's like, call 911. But it was total bull, because next thing you know, she's out of the store. She's on the phone. She's calling Maria. She leaves a voicemail. Then another tiny moment, she kind of grunts after she leaves a voicemail. And I liked it. Not in a, or maybe writes the wrong word, or like, I appreciate it. I thought it was a nice little extra thing, like something you do after you leave someone a voicemail when you're irritated. Like something like just small like that. It was good. And then we have a city shot of Walt in a car with Jose at night. oh no, a city shot, then Walt, and they're in Walt's car, Jose at night, and they're doing some kind of break-in. He gives them this rainbow ski hat, and it's ridiculous, covered in stripes, and then gloves, and then they bolt cutters, they go through the fence. It's very slapstick, because they both have these rainbow ski hats on with the poofies, and they're trying to avoid a guard. And, yeah, like I said, the poof balls. And then the guard goes to use the porta potty and they tie him up in there. They tie up the outside of the porta potty. And I said to myself, I don't know if that would hold. Those porta potties are pretty flimsy. But, you know, let's suspend our disbelief. And Walt gets all MacGyver on this door, put some duct tape on it. With the metallic stuff, I think. And it opens the door. Then they try to find the chemical they're looking for. But it's in this giant barrel. I said, geez, that's probably too heavy. But they start moving out. Jose must have a bad back because he's like, oh, my back, profe. And they added some very funny music. And they had to go right by the porta potty, which was shaking. So that was very humorous. And there's another city shot with a church above a city, which, you know, if it's a city shot, it's got to have a city in it. And then they're arguing, it's Jose and Walt, like, starting the RV, and Walt's trying to start it, and they're arguing about flooding the engine. And then Walt says, hey, go ahead and try it, smarty pants. And Jose does, and it starts, but then it dies, and it starts smoking. They're like, oh, no, what are we going to do? And, you know, after a second, they say, well, we got to cook this stuff, so let's get in your basement and get to work. And then they start working, and they hear the real estate agent's there. And she's there with a family with a little girl who, of course, is like, so can you watch your freaking kids? There's a, you know, drug addict lives here. But she's running around the house unsupervised. She sees Walt and Jesse. And they're like, hey, can you not tell anybody? And then Walt's like, Jesse, you got to go do something. There's another round of nice music there. Then we see Cielo sneak up on Maria at like this fancy import store with like red and purple Buddhas. And they argue. Maria gives this cute little shrug. She's really growing on me, Maria. And then we're back. Walt gets home. He's exhausted. He's like, hola. And then someone says, ¿cómo te fue? And then they talk. I don't know. They talk, and it looks like I did a F-U-N backwards L when I wrote that. Oh, because I was so excited because the owls, that's what I put. The layout of the owls had changed, which I thought was strange. Now there's three and three next to each other. Which I'd have to check my old notes, but I'm pretty sure there was only originally one cubby of three owls, and now there's two. So something's up with those owls. I don't know if it's a spoiler. But then Walt's like, hey, Cielo, are you okay? And she's like, no, Maria stole that tiara. I put shitty tiara there, so I don't know if she said that. And then they talk, and it seems to get serious, and then the discussion ends with Cielo saying something. Then the next scene's back at the container yard. Walt gives Tuco some meth, but it's blue ice, azul. And Tuco weighs it, he pays it. Then there's a dude with a bandana who says something about Jose or Walt or something. And Tuco's like, you know what, you're fired. And he fires the guy right on the spot. He says, you don't work here anymore. And, you know, Walt and Jesse are like, that's it? You could just fire someone? What are you, Donald Trump? And he says, no, if I was Donald Trump, I'd hate myself. And then everyone had a laugh at the irony of that. And they say, yeah, you know, all hatred is self-hatred. You know, I learned that once. But they don't teach it at that school that Donald Trump went to, I guess. But I think that's where you learn it, is the school of hard knocks. I don't know. And I don't know how they knew to put that in there. Maybe they didn't, but they say, oh, geez, well, geez, don't hate yourself, Tuco. But actually, they're like, geez, you can't just act like Donald Trump firing people willy-nilly. You know, that creates a hostile work. But Tuco's like, I'm leaving. And, you know, Walt shocked at this development, and so is Jose, you know, re-shocked. It's like, geez, we're working for someone, Trump-level maniac, you know, just going around firing people for the sake of firing them. And then the song plays, a slow song. And that was my first run-through of Metastasis. Now, I did something different this week. I watched Metastasis, then I watched Breaking Bad, and then I watched Metastasis. So we'll be in a different order this week. So coming up next, Breaking Bad. It'll be Breaking Good. Breaking Good. Breaking News. Good News. Breaking Bad's next. All right, so now we're talking Breaking Bad here. Episode 7, I think we said. And it opens Breaking Bad with this sign that says meth equals death. And it's at the school. And they're saying, like, no stone's going to go unturned. And people are all really hard on the principal. Walt's mouth was open, but kind of in a grinding his teeth, snarling way. And then he makes the same move Walt Blanco made on Cielo, on Skyler. And Walt gets called on. Skyler had a great cough. You know, it was great. You should rewatch it just for that. You got to see these little acting these two actresses are doing. But I said that was a great little cough Skyler did after Walt got called on. And then Walt runs through the list of the missing stuff. Him and Skyler, then they get in the car. It's going on. And then Walt runs through the list of missing stuff. And then him and Skyler have their, hot steamy session in the car. And Cielo says, Skyler says, where did that come from and why was it so damn good? And key phrase here, Walt says, because it was illegal. And then we cut to the opening of the show. And then we see a basement light coming through the basement windows of Jesse's house, the pole. And then we have a very stereotypical real estate agent, bubbly, yellow blazer. She's showing the house. She says, this house has great bones. And then Walt shows up. She's like, appointment only. And then Jesse's like, yo, you look like Lex Luthor. And he's like, did you really see Tuco? And Walt's like, here's the money for bumping your side. And Jesse's like, no way. There's no way. He says, there's no understanding between me and Tuco. And Walt's like, okay, yeah, but we got a deal to make £2 a week. And he's like, what about the pseudoephedrine, dude? Well, you don't know anything. And he's like, where are we going to get that? The meth fairy? And he explains to Walt about Smurfs are people you pay to buy your pseudoephedrine. And then we're in the doctor's office, a very charming doctor. Skyler's talking about sex and alternative medicine. You know, she's like, this is so great. You know, me and Walt are having great lovemaking. And then she's like, what do you think about alternative medicine? One other thing the doctor says, having a better outlook can make a tremendous difference. And then we have Walt and Jesse in a junkyard. Jesse's like, what did you pick a junkyard for? Walt's like, what's wrong? It's private. He's like, yeah, this is a non-criminals drug dealing place. Like, oh, look at it. I saw this in a movie. And he's like, well, where would you meet, Jesse? He says, Taco Cabeza. He's like, half the deals I did were at Taco Cabeza. Nice and public, 24 hours. Safe. He's like, otherwise at the mall, you know, Gap. He's like, hey, guys, let me put down my flat front khakis and get an Orange Julius. And then Tuco shows up. He goes, oh, it's Mr. Clean and his boy. And they talk about the blue mass and why, or no, they talk about why they're so light. And he says, you know, you told me £2 and you waste my time with these chiclets. And then they go back and forth. Interest. If you know, Walt's like, give me all the money. And Tuco's like, well, you owe me a vig. Interest, you know, that's what Jesse has to tell Walt. Because Walt's like, well, I'll give you, and Walt says, what about £4? And Tuco's like, dude, he goes, listen, old man, talk is talk. But owing me money, you know, that's a Donald Trump level situation. And then they're back at Jesse's house. He's like, what were you thinking, man? He goes, there were no way we're going to get that much pseudo. And he's like, we're not going to use pseudo. We're going to do some other stuff. And Jesse says, yeah, Mr. White, yeah, science. And then he gives him the shopping list. And he says, I don't think I can do this. I'm going to move to Oregon or something. And Walt gives this speech. He says, Jesse, this is the first day of the rest of your life. And he says, what kind of life is it going to be? You know, are you going to be living in fear? Oh, no, no. Just listen to these thematic elements, you know. Like, I can't do this, never believing in yourself. He goes, these things, we need them, and only you can get them for us. And then we have the shower scene with Will Jr. and Marie on camera, and they're talking about the name Esmeralda. And Marie's on camera using baby talk, saying, I think the name's supposed to be Holly Marie, is what Skylar says. I put insane. I don't know if that who that was. And Walt gives a nice long message to Holly Marie in the camera. And then we have the principal, who I said, geez, I kind of got a crush on the principal from the school. She gives a gift, which is nice. Then Marie's gift. Oh, Walt Jr.'s doing some pervy stuff with the video camera, too. I don't know why I put Peru. Oh, perv. Yeah, Walt Jr. It looks like Peru in my handwriting. But Marie's like, it's a tiara, white gold and zircons. It's sparkly. Skylar says, wonderful. It's sparkly, sparkly. And then Hank like is like, dude, you got anything stronger than beer? And he busts out some cigars. He's like, sorry, you got lung cancer. And Walt's like, well, I might as well. He's like, are these Cuban, Hank? And he says, aren't these illegal? And Walt says, forbidden fruit tastes the sweetest. And then Hank goes on to tell him, you know, meth used to be, you know, they have this discussion about legality. And Hank's like, look at how well meth being legal worked out. And then we have Walt and Skylar in bed talking about the tiara, and she's like, I think I'll return it. And then Walt's looking into sweat lodges. He thinks, I think I'm going to check this out this weekend. And then he's at Jesse's, and Jesse's like, you use the sweat lodge line? And he says, I like this little thing. He says, I'm already sweating. Get over here and help me, Walt. And then Jesse has a good haul of stuff. He's proud of it. He's talking about how he paid for it and how he, you know, they don't have the chemicals, but he can pay someone to get them. And Walt's like, well, why would we pay him? We could just take it ourselves. And then that's when Walt gets all MacGyver with the children's toys. And this is a nice thing. It's a nice little story. He says, Jesse's like, what the hell are you doing? He said, we're making thermite. He says, you know, in WW2, the Germans had this gun called the Gustav gun. It weighed 1,000 tons. And it could fire a 7-ton shell and hit 23 miles away with accuracy. But he said, well, you know, you drop a commando in with some of this thermite and it just melt the gun forever. Couldn't bomb this gun away, but one dude with thermite. And then we have Skylar. She's dealing with this wicked old white guy at this store. A lot more uppity, it seemed like, than the one in Columbia, which one in Columbia had natural light. More of a boutique. This is more of an old rich people's jewelry store. And he says, oh, Mr. Wilson, come over here to arrest this and watch this lady while I contact the police. And they take Skylar and back. They have this showdown. And then the same thing, Skylar fakes it, very good acting, fakes it, gets out of there. She calls Marie. Marie's message is, hey, this is Marie, do the beep thing. And then we have Walt and Jesse going for the burglary. And it's comedy, you know, he gives Jesse the ski hat, and Jesse's like, what the hell is this? And Walt's like, it's all they had. He's like, if that's all they had, go to another store. And he's like, Jesse, just put this on. And they, you know, they're very slapsticky, great stuff. And they sneak past the guard or wait for the guard. And then Jesse comes up with an idea here to trap the guard in the porta potty, where it was more planned out in the Colombian version. And then they use the thermite, but then they're looking for small jugs of whatever they're getting. And there's no small jugs. So then they take a barrel and they kind of argue over how to get it out, and then they struggle out. And then there's some desert shots, and then the RV, And they're trying to start the RV. It's funny, like, Jesse has started, he says, see, eat it, Walt. I thought that was funny. But then, you know, it doesn't, the RV dies. And then they're, I think they're working in Jesse's basement, and so Walt says, what part of slow did you not understand? And he's like, when's the real estate agent coming back? And then Walt's unpacking, and Jesse calls the agent, but her phone's ringing, and she's in her yellow. She's setting up the open house. And then Walt, they're talking about making the stuff. So Walt says, you know, we'll do this for four, we'll make 4 pounds. That's 44,000 each. And he goes, with this amount of methylamine, he goes, we could make it, do this for the foreseeable future. And Jesse says, well, how long is that with your situation? And he goes, how much money do you need, Walt? And Walt says, more. And then they're like, oh, wait, the real estate agent's here. And then they, you know, have a little more back and forth, which is nice. And then we have Marie at another store. Skylar finds her. She's like, what are you dodging my calls? And she's like, yeah, I know you. Marie shrugs her off. She says, I don't know what you're talking about. She's like, I know you stole that stuff. Marie's like, I deny it all. She goes, I can't admit to something I did not do. And then Skylar storms off. And then the open house had a hilarious scene that wasn't in Metastasis. Because like they had the little girl. I can't remember when the little girl scene was. But this guy tries to go in the basement. And like a home buyer. And Jesse says, it's occupied. And the guy's like, it's not a bathroom. I want to see the basement. And pardon my language, but Jesse says, you ain't seeing the basement, bitch. And he goes, you got that? Is it sinking in? Now beat it. And he goes, yeah, you know what? All of you get out of here. This house isn't for sale. And I put Jesse goes all Pinkman. I don't know why I put that. But then we have Walt getting home tired. Skylar gives him some OJ. I thought that was nice. And then she says, how was he? He says, definitely experienced. She goes, man, you smell weird. He goes, yeah, it's some kind of, you know, Navajo herbs, sacred Navajo herbs. That's hard to say. Sacred Navajo herbs. And then he says, everything was okay with you? She goes, no, Marie's a thief, blah, blah, blah. But then we have another thematic piece of dialogue tucked in here. Because Skylar says, you know, I almost got arrested returning it, and it was, and he's like, she won't even admit it or apologize. I don't even know what to do. And Walt says, well, sometimes people do things for their families. Skylar's like, do things for what? Stealing for your family? What's going on at this sweat lodge? And Walt says, well, what would you do if it was me? She goes, what do you mean? He goes, if I stole a tiara, would you divorce me? Would you turn me into the police? And I think someone says, you don't want to find out. I think that's what Skylar said. And she's like, I'm going to eat something. You want something? He's like, no. And there's a very thoughtful look that goes on there. Then we cut back to the junkyard. Walt gives the blue mask to Tuco, and Tuco likes it. He has a great shirt, as I said. I guess it would be Tuco from Breaking Bad versus Henry from Metastasis will be the shirt-off championship. But Tuco's very happy. He's like, tight, tight, blue, yellow, pink, whatever, just keep bringing it to me. And he's like, he's such great. He says, what did I say? This guy can cook. You're all right, man. So we're going to make a lot of money together. Just remember you're working for me. Oh, no, that's somebody else. The other guy says that, the guy that gets fired. Because he says, oh, just remember who you're working for. And Tuco says, this is the Tuco Trump moment where he says, he goes, what did you say? He said, I just want to remind him. And he said, you know, they don't know that. Like, they're stupid. And the guy's like, no, I'm just saying. And he's like, so you're not saying they're stupid. I don't understand. Are you saying I'm stupid? He goes, no, Tuco. I'm just saying. And he goes, don't speak for me. You're fired. And then Heisenberg's like, calm down, Tuco Trump. And he goes, hey, why don't we all just relax? Heisenberg says, relax. You're fired twice. You're fired and banned from my, you know, my clubhouse. And it ends, you know, after the Trump firing, he says, it ends with some great shots. There's a shot of Walt and Jesse's back, and they both have different black hats on. And then they both take off their sunglasses. They rub their eyes as it sinks in, you know, that they're working for, you know, Donald Trump. So that was Breaking Bad. Great episode. All right, and this is the last run through. This is the next run through of Metastasis, with mostly just the Spanish words I picked up and some other things I noticed. So Por Esto gets said, Cremos, Contestar. This one guy is going off. I wrote a lot of his dialogue down because I thought it'd be educational to learn. Un momocito porque usted siempre dice lo mismo y no salen con nada. That's the Mad Dad says that. And he also says, yo tengo un criadero. Natal. Dectars, I said, liking us? I don't know what that means. Aber. Encargo. Lo baron. I quiado. Quiado, I wrote twice, or maybe said it twice. Que fue esto? Por que esa? Prohibido. And then I put Cielo's laugh, so I didn't want to forget about that. That's when they says, well, what was that? Whatever, why was it so good? And Walt says prohibited because it's illegal, baby. Then I put Inversion. I put a real estate agent in Colombia, way more professional and realistic, better dressed. Que dice profe Gambuche S. What does that mean? I don't know. It looks like 5CLAS. Apagarle o ciclas. Si aha, supone mal, yo no le creo un trato, Jose nos conviene, qual que un socio comercial, ese man es un gamin, ese man es una bestia, vale huevo, baby shower y ella va a ser, that was said. La Reina de la Noche. Oh, then they said the doctor, con más energía, pues incluso tiene energía para giggle, they said. I think, eso en buena señal? No, that's when the giggle, I think, happens. Yeah, because the doc goes, and then pensado, o sea, cualquier otra cosa, son panitos de agua tibia, este lugar, llegar, dando dolor, ningún cobarte, y lisiando y chespirito, ¿qué onda? Me vale madre. Pinches pendejos. No te hagas el manoso. Eisenberg que deberme plata a mí. No es bueno. Vámonos. Carajos. Maria sneaking into the picture. So when they were taking a picture of the camera of the baby, Maria was sneaking in the background trying to get on camera. She gave Walt bunny ears. This is all in the background. Henry's holding his beer up. It was great. Abre este. Li la ting targe. Wow, Cielo says. Balaca. Brillante. Vaya. Vaya, papa. Brindar. Sabrosa podria. Maravilla. Diademe. Nacia, horno, claro, I think horno's oven, culpa suya, su culpa, that was when Cielo was in with the jewelry police, carajo, tenga, vaya, hagale, ahí está, por qué se volvió, no tengo ni idea. Yo pero prenda un fosforo. ¿Qué hacemos? Vamos pasando atrás. Pagase las jugantes. Alumbre. ¿Cómo la vio? Mierda, ¿qué fue? Durante. Comoda. Llama dita. Venían solitos. Hoy endo. Fui a devolver a contestar eso. Chingados. Again, wrote, Tuco's got a great shirt. So both Tuco's have good shirts. He's a big guy. Oh, no, the big guy. So Tuco's assistant that did not get fired loves to weigh drugs. I've never seen anybody happier when he takes these drugs to weigh him. He's like, oh, yeah, yeah, 2 pounds or 3 pounds. He was so happy. And it looks like him and the guy that got fired, at least on the breaking, or at least on the metastasis version, it looks like they kind of won a contest to me. They seem like all the other actors, it just seems strangely cast. I said, did these guys win an, do they know somebody? Do they win a contest? And then Tuco says, mi colmado, I'm calm. Cállate, it means be quiet, please. And dame eso. So that was a little bit of a second run through some of the words we'll hopefully learn this week on Metastasis News. Thanks. All right, let's run through the language learning part of the show. Cobarde, Cobar, Cabron, that means dumbass. Gasica por nada, Gasica for nothing. You know, after I did this week, I said, I wonder if some of this is the closed captioning people's fault, not mine. So, because it's subtitles, not closed caption. They have Spanish closed caption and Spanish subtitles. I just did the Spanish subtitles because it's got to be gracias por nada, thanks for nothing, probably. Via to track. This is another one. Es una balaca. I'm almost positive that's what she said, and that's what the subtitles said. But balaca, I cannot figure out. Is this a balaca? She's saying it about the TRCLO. Deletar absoluto. Deletar all, according to this. Maybe destroy everything all. Como te fue? That's when we should start learning, I hope. I hope I start learning that. It means, how did it go? Hey, como te fue? That's something a husband and wife say to each other a lot, and they do in this show. Por eso? So? So what is that? Por, what does that really mean, though? Like, for what? So? I don't know. Por eso? Well, hey, contestar me. Contestar, answer. Creos, believes, will. Creos. This one's a long one. One of the dads said it at the teacher conference. Un momento porque usted siempre dice lo mismo, yo no salen con nada. Momentito is probably what it was. Cito? Yeah, that would be a dyslexic tiso for cito. Cito, porque usted siempre dice lo mismo, yo no salen con nada. One moment, because you always say the same. So that probably is one phrase. I probably ran these phrases together. So one moment, because you always say the same thing, maybe. And then he said, I do not go with anything. Yo no salen. Salen con nada or mismo. I don't know. But this next one, this could be the accidental phrase of the week. Yo tengo un criadero. Yo tengo un criadero. I have a breeding. Ladies and gentlemen, I have a breeding pair of goldfish here for auction. I bear, ice to see, that sounds like a poem, I bear, to see, A man's struggle with language is three. And you'd say, but two. And I'd say, well, body language, too. I struggle with that. Five love languages. I'm illiterate in all five. Actually, I refused to read the book when someone said, you need to read this. And I said, well, I'm sorry. I have amends to make. And Cargo, who's in charge? Well, Charles is in charge. I don't know if he's in charge anymore. He was in charge. And Cargo. Charles and Cargo. Robaron. Like robot baron. Robaron. Robaron. That's a nice sound. Listen to that again. Robaron. That sounds like it should be the title of a, who sang Tenderoni? Not MC Hammer. Did MC Hammer sing Tenderoni? She's my own love. I think MC Hammer did sing. I think we got somebody else. Oh, Bobby Brown. I'm sorry, Bobby. Yeah. I mean, I like MC Hammer, but Bobby Brown was way better voice. I don't want to say more talented, different talent levels. But I think that should be a Bobby Brown song, Robaron. Like instead of Tony Tone and Robaron, a new tour. What's Robaron? Robot Baron that sings Robaron. I could probably do an hour of this. It is amusing to me. I don't think it's funny. I think it's curious about this Robot Baron. Where did you pick that up? Robaron, but I have about 75 other words I have to get through. Robaron. They are stolen is what it really means, though. Feroni phone. Check my phone. Baloney balone. Because you're a Robaron and a Cabron. Cabroni Roan. Yeah, but I'd like to be a Robaron. Aver a Robaron. Un tengo un cridero Robaron. Okay, let's get this. That was only 16, I think. I don't even know how many were. I quiero, quiere that nothing. I mean, that doesn't mean nothing. They couldn't translate that. Que fue esto? It was this. Que fue esto? It was this. And we already had como te fue? How did it go? Que fue esto? It was this. Por que sea? Because it prohibido, prohibited. Inversion. This was a word of the week. Because I knew what I said, did she just say inversion? This was what the real estate agent said to the family. She said it'd be a good inversion. And I said, well, does that mean investment? Because that's definitely a cool jump. Oh boy, iPad just crashed. Better pause it. So that's probably the word of the week, inversion. Que dice profe? Says what do you... And that doesn't sound right. It just says, say his teacher, but Jose Miguel says profe instead of Mr. White. Si clase, if you class. Pagarle means to strike. Si aha, if aha. Supone mal, supposed bad. Yo no le creo, I don't believe you. Well, I like that. Yo no le creo. I do not believe you. Un trato, a deal. Do we have a deal? No, I don't believe you. Yo no le creo. Un trato. We have a deal? No. Jose nos conviene. Jose, it suits you. Qual que un socio commercial, which is a business partner. This one didn't, this is Jose talking about Tuco. Es man, es un gamin. Es man, es una bestia. Bestia. No, I don't know what gamin is. I couldn't figure that out, but a bestia is beast. That man is a gamin, that man is a beast. This is a good question people ask themselves all the time, especially if they listen to this podcast this past couple of weeks. Vale huevo. How much is an egg worth? Egg worth, vale huevo. Hey, that may be the, almost a phrase of the week. Vale huevo, egg worth. I think that was I think Dr. Eggworth was the creator of the Roborone, believe it or not. So, vale huevo, we say to, and I think that's what worshippers of Dr. Eggworth would say. Vale huevo. Interesting that he created a Roborone. Oh, geez, there's so many phrases of the night. Y ella va a ser la reina de la noche. And she will be the queen of the night. Y ella va a ser la reina de la noche. And she will be the queen of the night. Man, this is very musical week or poetic week, huh? Aber, aber, Roborón. Y ella va a ser la reina de noche. Vale huevo, vale huevo. Something else. Con más energía, energía, with more energy. Pues incluso tiene energía para. It even has energy to get it on, is which to make her the queen of the night. I think those were connected. And then she says, Cielo says, eso es buena señal, no. That's a good sign, no? That, you know, he has energy to, and the doctor says, this is pensado, thought out. And then this is another strange one in an interpretation way. O se cualquier otra cosa son panitos de agua tibia. So that's o se cualquier otra cosa son panitos de agua tibia. Or whatever else wants wipes are warm water. Or whatever else wants wipes are warm water. Say that five times fast or even once and try to, you know, process it. Your brain might short circuit. Este lugar, this is lug, that's what it says. That's wrong. Dando dolor, giving pain. You know, sometimes if you speak Spanish, this may be dando dolor, giving you pain. Again, one of my favorite words, ningún, ningún, and then the word I hear a lot, cobarde, cobarde, scooter, cobarde, scooter, ningún cobarde, no coward. And then I think this must be, I don't know, if E. L. Lisiando y Cesperito, I think that's what he called, Walter and Jose Miguel Tuco, the lawyer in Chespirito. I don't know what that means. And then, well, ¿qué onda? What's up, my man? Me vale madre. I better madre. Pinches pendejos. Some bad words. Asshole. I guess pinches pendejos. I don't know. I get those words mixed up, but they're all bad because I've heard those people screaming them at me. Oh, this, holy crap, holy freaking crap. This is definitely this might be the phrase of the century. And especially when we're talking about the Roborone tour with MC Hammer and Bobby Brown, they would say, they would have a song, maybe the opening song would be, no te hagas el manoso. Do not get crafty in up in here. No te hagas el manoso. Do not get crafty. Cause I'm a cobarde. Here's another fail. Heisenberg que deberme plata a mi no es bueno. Heisenberg. I pressed the wrong button. Heisenberg, silver ami, owe me no good. He's saying, hey, owing me money's not good. Silver, I guess. Abominos, move it, or let's go. Carajos, fuck. Abre este, opens this. Lile tangue, read the tangue. Balaca, we still know what that means. Brillante, bright. Baya go, Baya papa, see Pope, see Daddy, I think it means Podria, good, Sabrosa, tasty, that was from week one, Maravilla, Maravilla, wonder, I Maravilla, I Maravilla, why, I'm a pinche cobarde, and I Maravilla. Yella vas a ser la reina de la noche. I'd be here all night in this back of this closet doing this. Oh, you know. And I, Maravilla, Maravilla, Padria, could, Diadema, nope. No word. Nasiada, not N-A-C-I-D-A, born. Horno, that's another one that, you know, always makes me think of horny or horn dog. Horno, it's oven. Oh, wait, I messed up. Nasida is born. Oh, no, yeah, Horno's oven. Clara, clear. Copa Suya, that gets said a lot, his fault. Sukupa is guilt. Carajos is to fuck. I think we said that. Tenga, have. Hagale, no word, no definition. Baya, baya, go, go. Ahí está, there it is. Another word that I couldn't read. Ahí está, por qué se devolvivo? Because I was returned. You know, I know how that feels. I maravilla. Why? Porque se devolvivo, and I maravilla. Why? You know, she ran away, but she was returned in this situation. Porque se devolvivo. If someone just woke up and they don't know listen to the podcast, they probably say to you, no tenga ni idea. I have no idea what this guy's, and I have no idea what this guy's talking about. UI, pero prenda un fosforo. You but pledge a match, my friend. It's like, this is like senseless in two different languages. You but pledge a match. Heisenberg, Silverami, omi no good. Atras, back, vamos, come on. Pensado, going. Que hacemos? What do we do? Póngase los guantes. Put on your gloves. Alumbre might mean alum. Como la vio? As I saw. Mierda. It's a bit of shit, I think. Que fue? What was? Durante, during. Comoda, comfortable. If you're on the comoda, hopefully you're comfortable. Llame Dita. Called Dita. Dita, which Dita? I'm just wondering. I wonder. Maravilla. Why you called Dita? Well, contestar eso. Answer that. Solitos has no definition. H-U-Y-E-N-D-O. Huendo, maybe. Fleeing. Fui. A devolveria, I went to return. Venia, we're coming. Chingados, fuck. Me calmado, I calmed. Cayete, shut. And dame eso, give me that. So I have to go through when I edit and just decide what wins a phrase and word of the week. So we have some good stuff in here. What a week. I mean, holy mackerel. If only I could memorize all this stuff, but I think it's 60, I got 60 episodes, you know. Maravilla. Maybe that'll stick with me, maybe not. All right, thanks. Okay, so here's some Breaking Bad related news. Recently broke July 31st, 2015. Jesse Pinkman's Breaking Bad house is for sale. And then they say one of Jesse's favorite phrases, which I won't say because it's But you want to own a piece of television history? 1.6 million. The house owned by Jesse Pinkman, played by Aaron Hall. The house owned by Jesse Pinkman, played by Aaron Paul, on AMC's Breaking Bad, is going for for sale. It's a 3,500 foot square foot Spanish Colonial Revival located in Albuquerque, and it's selling for 1.6 mil. That could be positive or negative depending on your affinity for accuracy, blue crystal. But the local brokers at Coldwell Banker caution meth lab not included. Oh, they were on Today or Today.com, an interview with Today.com. One of the brokers said the owners wanted to appeal to Breaking Bad fans when selling them. Yeah, because they could make more money. They thought this was a unique opportunity that would appeal to a variety of buyers, not just in our market, but globally. Yeah, because you got to spread the suckers around, I guess. The two-story home features four bedrooms, two porches, wood floors. So store, as opposed to what, frickin' metal floors? Who the hell's stone-framed doors? That sounds nice. Several fireplaces. And it's located in the posh Albuquerque Country Club neighborhood. Though the home was used for exterior shots and interior scenes, a replica was built for the party sequences. And the broker says it's a quiet neighborhood. And you can, I'll try to have this in the show notes with the house listing, but it might be sold by the time you hear this. So you just saved yourself a cool 1.6 mil. Okay, this is some cool news. I just found out. Maybe I'd heard it somewhere else, maybe not. But when I was doing research this week, this came up over on independent.co.uk. And this is from last month, July 16, 2015. It's by Matilda Battersby. Battersby. And it's titled Narcos vs. Breaking Bad, Netflix original set to be more addictive than Walter White. Pablo, king of cocaine, Escobar's crimes are being dramatized for TV, and the results look to surpass Vince Gilligan's Kingpin. And I'm just going to quote from it because it's not that long. Stock up on food. Pull the curtains closed, sit back and prepare for a television binge that will leave you with square eyes and white knuckles. Not since Walter White and Jesse Pinkman's last batch of blue crystal meth has Netflix offered a crime and drugs drama quite as addictive. Based on the true story of Colombian drug lord Pablo Escobar, played by Wagner Mora, leader of the infamous Medellin cartel, comparisons to Breaking Bad are going to be hard to shake off. Told in both the English and Spanish from Escobar's perspective and that of DEA agent Steve Murphy, played by Boyd Holbrook, a partner of Javier Peña, the Mexican agent who brings Escobar down. The producers have sought to appeal to American and Spanish audiences equally. Brilliant, brilliant move. Set in the 80s, there will be plenty of excellent fashion choices, especially mustaches and Escobar, for which Reed, the king of cocaine and the so-called founder of narco-terrorism, is set to be quite the kingpin. Game of Thrones fans will be pleased, and I will be pleased hearing this, that Pedro Oberyn Pascal, he'll be playing Peña, the partner. Pablo Escobar versus Walter White. He's a lot more successful than the hapless chemistry teacher. The narcos industry makes $5 billion a year, and Pablo is a receipt of a hefty slice. Born into poverty by 28, he's richer than he could possibly dream of, which, considering clever, Walter managed to rake in millions but never hold on to them. To buy anything decent, Escobar's doing better. Both are unlikely seeming criminals. The soft-spoken White is a contrast to the confidently criminal Escobar. but their shared and utterly misplaced sense that what they're doing utterly ruthlessly is for their families draw parallels. He loved his family. He was loved, and he's still loved by a lot of people in Medellin. And he's one of the worst people in history. Steve Murphy versus Hank Schrader, played by former fashion model Holbrook. Murphy is a lot more glamorous than Walter White's brother-in-law, Hank Schrader, played by the brilliant Dean Norris. Providing the eyes and the narration for much of the drama, Murphy is presented as America's moral compass in the show. And he charts the change from small-time cocaine smuggling by 70s hippies into a huge industry built up by the Medellin cartel. Old Hank might have had only one nemesis in his sights, but Murphy has a whole host of big-name targets. And the influx of coke to America is a tsunami he can't possibly blockade. Steve begins a slightly naive, uniquely American character who thinks this is easy. I'm going to go down to Columbia like John Wayne, Newman says. And what he starts to realize is much more complicated, and that there are good bad guys and bad bad guys, and there are gray are guys. How about Jose Padilla versus Vince Gilligan? Brazilian director Jose Padilla is executive producing, and the results are reminiscent of his famous 2007 film Elite Squad, of his film from 2007 Elite Squad, a very good movie. Because he's been a documentary filmmaker, and because Narcos is based on a true story, he intersperses archival footage and real photos with the drama shot at actual locations as they happen. We don't have a studio. We shot where things took place, but he reveals. We went to Medellin to shoot Medellin. It's very original in that sense. Because it's a period piece, the stylishness of Narcos is different from Vince Gilligan's color-saturated and hugely recognizable cinematic style. But something of the energy and chaotic movement between the characters might draw parallels, although more serious, and if possible, expected to be more intense. Narcos is unlikely to have Gilligan's lightness of touch and situational humor. And here's the even better news. Season 1, with 10 episodes, arrives on Netflix August 28th. So that's something to look forward to. All right.